Ma Carreau and the Lady Slipper Band are among the area's top bluegrass bands, and they're teaming up with another of the area's top ensembles, namely Muse, Cincinnati's women's choir, for a series of concerts, Rivers, Valleys, Mountains, Our Life's Journey. Muse Artistic Director Rhonda Giuliano and Ma Carreau and fiddle player and vocalist Margie Dries are here with me. Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It sounds like mountain music is the theme, Rhonda.
That is right. Mountain music is the theme. Rivers, Valley, Mountains, Our Life's Journey. The music being presented on this concert tells stories. Stories about life in the mountains and the land, and particularly stories about the Appalachian community. Some of the stories are about mountaintop removals, losing their native mountains, displacement, having to move due to coal mining or losing their jobs because their land was bought or sold. There are songs about family and caring of our earth. We have such a variety of traditional music, and we have choral music. We're doing a piece called The Peace of Wild Things, which is written by the poet Wendell Berry, who was an Appalachian poet. And the text is just beautiful about when you don't know how to deal with what's happening in the world. He just goes and lays in the wild, and the peace of wild things comes upon him. And so the text of all of the music we are singing are beautiful texts. We're doing a very contemporary piece called Earth by Imogene Heap, which, if you've ever heard that on the radio, it's pretty crazy. She just layers over layers, and she loops and does some wonderful recordings. And the choir is going to sing this, which is another contemporary take on how to preserve our earth. We need to preserve our earth.
And Ma Carreau, it's been a while since you've performed with Muse. You and your band performed with Muse, I think, back in 2001. It's been a while.
Has it been that long? Oh, my gosh.
I think so.
Kathy Roma had put together Katie Lauer and her all-girl bluegrass band. I was part of that. Trina Emig, the lady who plays banjo and mandolin for us, was part of that also. And it inspired me. It was so supportive that I always worked with a girl band after that.
What will you be doing with the Lady Slipper Band? Two of you are here, Margie, and you mentioned Trina Emig and Vicki Abbott is your bass player.
Yeah. Muse will be performing our song, Memory of a Mountain, which is specifically about mountaintop removal. Margie Dries wrote that. And we're doing three other of Margie's songs coming off of that CD and our new one.
Margie, tell us a little bit about writing Memory of a Mountain. It's a very powerful song.
I knew that Ma had always been interested in the issue of mountaintop removal because she grew up down in Tennessee near a place called Norma Mountain. And a friend of ours, Mark Utley, who's a local musician here in Cincinnati, had done a project, an album that protested mountaintop removal. And Ma and Trina had been on that first album, which was, what, 3 years ago, I think?
At least, yeah.
And they had done a cover tune, I think. And Trina said, it'd be nice if you'd write an original song we could submit and see if they would put that on the next project, which was called Music for the Mountains 2. So I wrote that song, and they seemed to like it, and we recorded it, and we submitted it, and they put it on that CD called Music for the Mountains 2. So then we decided to use that on our next album, and that was the title track. But if I could just say one more thing, I didn't really know that much about mountaintop removal, and I said, well, is that still an issue? Because I had heard of it, but it's not something that you hear on the news. It's not a popular topic, I guess. The coal companies probably don't want you to know about it. I said I have to educate myself a little bit, so I got some books out of the library and some videos, and I kind of educated myself about it so that I could write the song.
And it's a very powerful song for you too, isn't it, Ma Carreau?
Oh, it is. I had to desensitize myself when we were practicing. Well, I would have to leave the room and collect my composure. And even now, it's, what, 2 years old at least, and it's still very emotional for me.
Well, you mentioned that there are areas where you tour where you are told not to sing these kinds of songs.
Particularly East Kentucky. That's coal country, and they don't want to hear about anything. It was such a way of life for, they never gave forethought to what would be to replace it. There's no industry. So it was their livelihood. I understand that. It's not coal mining issues. It's just the desecration of mountaintops that's so emotional for me.
There's a staggering number of mountaintops that have been destroyed.
As to date, more than 500, and I don't think they've stopped yet. People, when they're on airplanes going on the East Coast from Florida to New England, might look down and see what it is and wonder what's going on in those mountains. But I was always aware of it because I was raised on Norma Mountain and saw firsthand destruction of that just from strip mining, let alone mountaintop removal.
Well, what's it like to hear your song performed by Muse?
What an honor and a privilege.
That's pretty overwhelming, actually.
Oh, it's beautiful. Very beautiful.
They did a wonderful job with it. I was amazed. I thought they would, but when I heard it, it was much better even than I had anticipated. So I'm sure I'll be overwhelmed at the actual performance.
That you were really inspired by your previous performance with Muse and you're looking to get some more inspiration back?
It was so supportive. I've never felt so supported with all the women in the choir and just having a bluegrass band of all women. After working with Katie Lauer and her all-girl bluegrass band, I put together the Mother Pluckers, which was a girl band that didn't last very long, and then this band, the Lady Slippers. And Lady Slipper is a wild orchid that is endangered because of habitat loss, and they grow on the mountains in our eastern Appalachian.
Well, Rhonda, mountain music is a totally different singing style from what some of the choir members may be used to. So how are you working with the choir to prepare them for this?
It is different, and it's a beautiful style. We brought in a guest clinician. Her name is Emily Miller. She is an Appalachian musicologist from West Virginia, and she came in and did a 3-hour workshop with us, teaching us in the traditional style, which is learning by rote Appalachian harmonies and styles and some music that really is heartfelt, that is sung by the natives. And it was a beautiful experience. And the choir just embraced it. And it was such a great growing experience for us.
Bluegrass music, too, it's very rhythmic and it's very singable. So there's going to be some sing-along.
Yes,
absolutely. There will be.
And Muse and Mock Crow and Lady Slipper are performing in 2 locations.
We are singing at Northern Kentucky University on Saturday evening, November 14th, and also in Madisonville at St. Anthony's Church on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
And this is an opportunity to be in different parts of the community.
It is. We like to be an outreach group. We like to go into communities that don't always have concerts available, and Madisonville is one of our favorite communities to go into.
I'd just like to ask Ma Crow and Margie, too. You're a very busy group. You're traveling all over the country, aren't you?
Not all over the country. We go to West Virginia and North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana.
You've been around for quite a while.
I have been playing music for at least 35 years.
I remember Ma Crow and the Flock back to those days.
Yeah, they got a little bit too much rock and roll in them, and I had to get back to playing acoustic music. That's what I needed to do.
Well, I want to thank my guests, Ma Crow and Margie Dries, members of the Lady Slipper Band, and Rhonda Giuliano, Artistic Director of Muse, Cincinnati's Women's Choir. Their joint concert is Saturday and Sunday, November 14th and 15th. You can learn more by going to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
I still see them in my memory. I hear the whispering of the leaves. I hear the calling, calling in my dreams. Softly calling, calling in my dreams. Softly calling in my dreams.